Hello.
Hi, is this Sadiq again?
Yeah.
Oh, Sadiq, this is Daniel. Daniel from Noon Book Writing. Hope you remember me.
From where?
Noon Book Writing, Daniel Garcia. We had a
Yes,
word about
we spoke
questions
yesterday.
yesterday.
We spoke
Yes.
yesterday.
Indeed, indeed. Just calling back to see if you actually received my emails. I've been sending you emails from a long time. Not sure if it's
Let me
reaching
see.
you. Sure.
Let me see 1 minute. To team my mom, right?
It's on the team mamam, yes, .com, sudeep.data. And it's coming from my Gmail account. I write my personal email address. That is daniel.garcia, d.garcia1692. I did send you emails earlier as well, back when we spoke about this the first time in March.
So I got one. I got one. I got your mail yesterday. Yep,
Fantastic,
I got.
fantastic.
Okay.
Not an issue. How soon are we planning to go and give it a shot?
That was for a particular client. I've actually moved on to a different client, so I have to let that client go. But of course, if I'm not going to inform myself. Now, one question.
Go ahead.
If I want to write a book on a particular topic, whether, I mean, I don't want to, I mean, it's, I can just structure the book, but would you write it to beginning to end?
Yes, we
If I want to
can.
write a book
This is
on
called ghostwriting.
self-help.
Yes, this is called ghostwriting service, in which you would elaborate your idea to us, you would throw your idea to us on what type of book you're looking to write. We would interview you multiple times, the author who has the book idea in mind, and accordingly go ahead and write the book for you from top to bottom. That includes ghostwriting, editing, proofreading, formatting, indexing of the book, referencing to the book. Maybe it's about the author's bio that would go on the backside. Everything will be a part of it.
Okay. All
And
right,
that's
that
called
was interesting.
ghostwriting. That's
That was for
different
myself,
service
but
marketing. Okay, so marketing is for one of your clients.
yeah, the marketing, I have many clients and he wanted to write the book and, you know, write a book and have it marketed. So
Oh,
I'll be getting it
okay.
done, but I'll get it done through you. You know, basically I'll pick up the business
Impressive.
and hand it over to you guys to do it. But then that client, I've actually put him on hold because I've got a bigger client which I'm working with right now. And that's
Okay.
taking a lot of my time. So that client, you know, he was taking his time because of the tax season. But I'm gonna have to have a word
So
with
the
him and see
tax
if he wants.
season has ended. I guess he might be ready now.
I know,
If
but
Sadiq,
I have got so
if you are, trying to work under an umbrella for multiple clients, I would recommend you, why don't you go ahead and sign up with us as an associate? Associate means that we would give you a confirmed letter from Noon Book Writing that you're working with us and you're a part of our family. And accordingly, you can, go and grab clients for us, and you'll be able to
That'll
get
be
a
good.
certain
Tell me
referral
something
discounts
then.
on that.
Is there a fee? Is there a fee that I have to pay to be an associate?
No, it's free of cost. It's free of cost. But to become a
That's good,
confirmed
yeah.
associate, you would have to come on with at least minimum 5 paid clients. So this is where you get your confirmations. Before that, you are on probation period. And as soon as your confirmation starts, you get 20% of the cost to every order that you would bring in. Let's say if the client
Interesting.
is paying $1,000, so $200 would go to you as
Yeah, I hear you.
20% of the cost.
Yeah, I hear
For
you.
any of the services that he's signing up for. So whatsoever the total
Okay.
package would be, you'll be given with a certain referral coupon towards that, and you would actually step aside, then we'll go and discuss with the client, have this taken care. The prices will be kept the way that you want them to be quoted. For example,
Can I be an associate? Can I be an associate without getting in for the target thing? But then I've got myself in many things, so I may or may
you
not be able
would
to meet
need
the
to
target.
place, you can become an associate. I can deliver you a confirmation. I can deliver you a probation period for now. Probation period means that until you don't come up with 5 confirmed referrals, so it
That's
becomes a
fine.
probation period. And as soon as
That's
you
fine.
bring in 5 people, you would be confirmed, and then your payments would start. That means, the rolling would start with
Oh,
the
but I won't
client.
get paid till I do five?
Yes, this is what the problem is. You're not on
That's
probation.
not
You're on probation,
attractive.
you don't
No.
get paid, but the amount will be kept aside as soon as you're finalizing and as
No,
soon
I
as you're.
know. That's not. I'm not really comfortable with that. You know.
So you
If
want to
you
cut it down to
you
three,
can keep.
or how does that work?
No, if you can, if you want to just keep me on probation forever, but just keep paying me a commission on everyone I get, that's also fine. You know? It's about getting money, basically, right? So if
Okay,
I
we can talk
keep
on
getting you
this.
clients and you keep paying me,
How many clients
I
can you
cross the
bring in a
commission, then
month?
you can make me confirm later on if you want to. But I'll try and get you clients. I mean, I can already think of two.
No,
or three
I mean
of
it's
my own.
Just like a formality. You know, if I'm bringing in 3-5 clients, you know, I would be able to share it with the company, show them that you have, you know, showed your loyalty, and you know, you need to get paid for that. So that amount will come to you anyhow when you get confirmed. That's one thing. But we can work on this. How many clients do you think you can bring in a month, roughly?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you. For example, there's this client who does TV channels. Okay, he.
Okay.
He has a software which helps you create your own TV channel, all right?
Fantastic.
Now, initially I started like, you know, okay, you know, maybe we were getting like one or two a year. Now, in a month, we get three or four. But it's grown, you know, and I'm not actively pushing it. Initially we were, and now it's just that it's you know, we really...
I've got a lot of
clients
over here, you know, on probation. What they do normally, I'll just tell you the process, right? What they do normally is that, for example... you have a client that wants to sign up for Elite Marketing Bundle. Now, Elite Marketing is for $5,200 on the discounted cost that you need to pay to the company, right? So what normally they do is they collect all the documents on behalf of the client, and initially they start the application and pay the fees from their card. So what they do is they tell the clients that the cost is $7,500 or maybe $7,000 or maybe $6,000, whatever it is, and then $1,000 or $1,500, whatever it is on the top. They actually keep it for themselves, and the remaining $5,200 goes to the company. So this way they earn it, you know, plus you get the rough.
I mean, they mark up to the client, basically.
They mark up with the client, in simple words, yes. And then we let them know, you know, from our end, you know, whatever the associate has quoted the client would be the cost that we would go and deliver on the agreement. So it does not...
Yeah, that's,
you know,
how I work with the TV channel thing also. But you see, this TV channel business, there are so many competitors. Like, I handle a lot of the U.S. and Africa and India.
For which channel do you work?
No, I have a... You can look at a Marxist TV. So if you, for example, want to start your own TV channel on how to write a book, you know, and you want to have other people you've got and stuff like that, sitting in your home from your laptop, you can create a TV channel. And, you know, the software costs as low as $2,500, $2,000, like that. And you can stream
which channel
Google
would I
Google.
Actually... I mean, on which channel would I actually...
No, I'm saying your own TV channel, the Joel Garcia channel.
You're saying to create your own TV channel. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So I would have a Fox News for myself. How does that work?
It's
I mean, what is the process
that you
want
to put ads in it. You can... It's not... Today, in today's day and age, you don't need to have a full studio and et cetera. I have helped... Like, you know, I have birthed more than, like, 50, 60 channels already. And I don't know much about the technology and software. I just... You know, I have people who do it. I will sell it to them, and they figure it out. I mean, I'll tell you, I've started my... what kind of music do you listen to?
Hop, maybe pop, sometimes.
You like hip-hop, pop, and all that stuff like that?
Yep. Sometimes it's trans. It depends on the mood. I'm not that song generator.
Yeah, so,
I mean, it goes according to...
Are you Hispanic? Do you listen to, like... would you listen to someone like an Anuel, or would you listen to no Hispanic music at all?
Well, my brother normally listens to, you know, the pop and trance that is through Lil Wayne and from other singers, you know, Sean Paul and everything, but I don't go through them. I mean, he's listening it, so I'm actually with him in the car, and I had to listen to it. It's like I'm not into songs.
Where are you originally from? Which country
Mexico.
Are you originally from? Okay, so you don't listen to, Mexican stars?
We do listen to Mexican
stars. There are a lot
of...
You personally do that, or you only your brother?
No,
you?
We do that, but I don't understand Mexican because I don't speak Spanish at all.
You don't?
Nope.
No,
I know how to communicate very... Yeah, I'm very limited to that because I've never been to Mexico. I've been living in U.S. for the last 28 years.
My God, I've been there 3 times myself. It's a beautiful country.
Wow.
At least
and see, my forefathers are from there, but I've never been there. But I've been everywhere in U.S., though.
You know which district you guys are from?
We were like my father told me that we were from the Mexico City, Maine itself, all right. And my forefathers were completely back, you know, from there. Hopefully, like when my parents got married, all right, 30 years ago, they came to U.S. And after that, we didn't get a chance to go back to Mexico because there was no one there. Grandfather died, and everything. Everyone came to U.S. So we've been living in U.S. I've never been a chance to go to Mexico. Never lived in Spanish at all.
Okay, I got a call coming. I'll talk to you later, okay?
No problem, Sharif.
All right. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Mitch.